My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for John Yeoman, JohnYeoman. Number one, chronic kidney disease. Actually, no. Number one, the patient was referred here for what was referred to our practice for evaluation of renal mass and the presence of CKD stage 2. However, based on the most recent labs, the patient does not have CKD 2. His BUN is 17. Creatinine 0.60 and GFR 103. Period. He has preserved kidney functions with overall stable electrolytes and mineral bone disease labs. However, he does have elevation in the serum potassium with level of 5.3. Period. We will repeat the CKD labs to assess, to evaluate whether or not there is a trend, to evaluate the trend of the potassium, period. There is no urinalysis available to assess for activity in the urinary sediments or for proteinuria. Period. The patient is unable to verbalize any urinary symptoms due to his dementia. Period. The most recent CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with and without contrast did not reveal any solid renal masses. It did show bilateral renal cysts, one on the right measuring 1 centimeter in the mid-interior right kidney, and the other one measuring 3 centimeters in the mid-posterior left kidney, period. There is no evidence of renal stones or hydronephrosis in either kidneys, period. The bladder remains unremarkable, period. However, there is evidence of mild enlargement of the prostate, as well as bilateral inguinal hernias, constipation, as well as a small hiatal hernia and hepatic steatosis, period. The adrenal glands are unremarkable. There is no reason for concern from a nephrology standpoint, period. The renal cysts are prevalent with aging and since the kidney functions are preserved, we are not currently concerned about that at the moment, period. We recommend following up with urology for the prostate enlargement and with the PCP for the other mentioned conditions, such as the inguinal hernias, the hiatal hernia, constipation, and so on, period. Next line, hyperkalemia. As previously mentioned, the serum potassium was 5.3. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. The CO2 is 27, period. The patient is not a diabetic. We will repeat the CKD labs to assess the trends. If the hyperkalemia persists, we may consider further workup to rule out Addison's disease or RTA type 4. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 122 over 63. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, dementia. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is managed by the PCP. Next line, we will reevaluate this case and next line, coronary artery disease, that is post CABG times 2. Next line, peripheral vascular disease, that is post stenting. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is stable with the current regimen. He is not currently on any statins. However, we recommend, he is not on any statins, period. The patient does not consume, consume food orally, he has a G-tube in place for tube feeding, period. Next line, history of DVT. He is currently on Eliquis. Next line, osteoporosis. He is currently on alendronate, alendronate sodium. 70 milligrams weekly. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks to review the labs and